This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, we can dream. We are dreamers after all. And we can dream of an Alex Jones as Trump's press secretary. But wait, maybe we don't have to dream. Maybe we can imagine it into reality.
They know not what they did, but this is a new God's plan. Have you just seen the hem of God's garment, like Moses did? He would never oppose the plan. But God gives you free will. So you can be a punk and deny the plan, or you can get with the program. I am with the program. And they hate you because they know you're with the program. All right, let's go to these speakers.
A few moments later.
Alex Jones supported Team Humanity. He was the man in the arena. I bet on you because I know how important you are. And I know the globalist's greatest crime is fighting competition and poisoning and dumbing people down. If they're so powerful, they should be able to lead people and have them accept their plan. They're being open, but they're not. They're the worst of the worst, and I, at a cellular DNA, genetic, and spiritual level, am built to oppose them. I'm so damn satisfied. Magnet that grabs iron. And so when you're a Satanist, when you leave this plane, you get sucked into that hell, that false reality outside of God's reality. God said, Satan, you have free will. You can create your own universe. It's a tomb. I've seen it. I've been there. I'll leave it at that. God said, you can see anything you want. I said, I want to see hell. God told me, this was like 3 years ago, so transcendent. Are you sure this is what you want? I'm going to let you have one question.
One eternity later.
But man, let me just say something. We have got to promote a pro-human future and be honest, we'll destroy ourselves. It has to stop now. Goodness is the way. It's not weak. It's not stupid. You don't think I don't know how to do this stuff or anybody else or Ron Paul or Rand Paul? We don't do this because we understand the power of the people and goals that we have that we don't force people to follow, but because the goals are so beautiful, they join the goal. We need massive space exploration. We need massive innovation. We need massive competition. That is the answer. All right, let's go back to
much, much, much later.
So there is a false god claiming he's going to give you liberation, but with a deformed program that's not free speech. And then Christ comes to.
And the good news is we are eternal. We do not die.
The bad part is there is energy in the universe. So if you resonate with darkness and lies, when this body dies, your soul, your energy code, like a magnet, counterfeit of the Christ energy. That's what I'm telling you, is that people get confused. They go, well, wait, I'm hearing this from the devil. I'm hearing this from God. But if you dial into the Holy Spirit, then you see the message. Are we for transgenderism? No. Are we for open borders and fentanyl? No. Are we for getting rid of peace?
Just that.
Amazing points by all the speakers. Wish we could get to all of you, but we are out of time.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent, free press, working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We are now into the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer, guest hosting. And we also have Nick Sortor in studio. I'm actually just meeting him for the first time. We've talked many times over video. Learning a lot about him, and there's so many things that he can talk about. But I want to start with this. You were you flew back from Maui. You've been covering the wildfires, and you went to see Elon Musk's rocket get launched. That was what brought you back, really?
That's exactly what happened, and I was very reluctant to come back even for that. As cool as it sounds, it was literally
Hawaii was not great. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah, no, it's awful. Okay. I mean, man, you know, it's hardly a vacation spot. Right now, though, for somebody like me that's seeing what's going on the inside, they need people to be vacationing there. But I, you know, with the situation out there, it's heartbreaking, man.
Well, I'm just curious what the rocket launch was like. I mean, it hasn't had this kind of pop culture thing since Elon Musk started launching rockets from Texas. I mean, it used to be kind of a cool thing. Maybe you'd go down to Florida. Mm-hmm. People would watch rocket launches. They'd gather up on the beaches in Florida and stuff. But even that kind of lost its luster. And Musk has, like, kind of made it popular again. I hear this all the time, people going down to South Padre or other parts of South Texas, and they just go to watch these rockets get launched.
Yeah, absolutely. The amount of people that go down there to watch these rocket launches, I mean, the beaches were full down there in South Padre, people watching. There are people that are gathering up, you know, just a couple of miles. They shut down the perimeter because there's so many people that want to try to watch this rocket from as close as humanly possible. But there's some sort of allure where it's the largest, most powerful ship that's ever been launched into the sky. And it's incredible to see up close. There's nothing like it. And you're right. I think the last time anybody was this excited about rockets launching, it was back in the 80s and 90s, before I was even born.
So you're that young, huh?
I am. I think I just aged myself on camera here. It's I'm 25, so I'm.
Well, and that's actually amazing too, because I was asking you about how you got into political media. You were covering East Palestine. You got on with Tucker Carlson. Now you've been doing a lot of good work in Maui. But if actually your backstory was kind of interesting, I think there's a story there in and of itself where you're talking about this political technology. And I mean, it sounds to me like what. Because here's what I was told. A wise man once told me, I never forgot these words. I was like 21, 22 at the time. It was a guy that was a major inspiration and mentor for me in talk radio. He said, I asked him, I was like, what's a key to being successful? One day I was like, give me some advice. What's a good key to being successful? He said, Owen, find a void and fill it. And so it sounded to me like you kind of found this void where what we call the Republican establishment had this their claws in all this political technology and voter access and all this stuff. And so you were kind of involved in trying to push back against that before you started in the media.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I've always been a huge anti-establishment guy, especially during the COVID days where, you know, we had a governor, still do have a governor in my home state of Kentucky, where, I mean, it was draconian lockdowns. I mean, it was almost like New York City style lockdowns. But the guy wanted to, you know, arrest you if you left your house. at that point. And we have a Republican supermajority in the legislature out there that can override pretty much anything the governor tries to do down there.
And most mayors are Republicans as well.
Yeah. And but they weren't fighting back. They weren't pushing back against this guy, even though they wouldn't fight back against the vaccine mandates that he was trying to, you know, put down out there, even though there was legislation that was, you know, that some people were introducing, but they would kill it immediately. And it was crazy. And so it started this movement, as you very well know, all across the country, not just in Kentucky, where these anti-establishment, true, you know, patriots were coming out of the woodwork and saying, you know, enough is enough. We're going to do something about this. And the establishment was trying to, you know, quash that movement. They don't want anybody like that taking control of the narrative and getting airtime and getting elected to office. And so what we realized is they were taking our data from the candidates that we were trying to run. They were taking our donation data, you know, emails, phone numbers and stuff that we were collecting, and they were just using it against us. And so we started creating our own platforms to take donations, to take, you know, emails, creating our own systems that were able to send out mass emails, because we'd just get deplatformed from all of the – you guys know a little bit about deplatforming.
Yeah, we've been down that road a few times.
So, you know, it started off with people getting enraged, and then I decided, okay, I'm going to try to do something about this. I have a little bit of a technology background, and so that's what I'm going to do. And and then all of a sudden I stumbled into on-the-ground reporting, which is, you know, a void that we need a lot more people to fill.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But it sounds to me like what you're talking about. And in fact, guys, you can look this up. Kara Castronova, I think, is dealing with some of this right now in New York City. And I don't know if you know her story. She's trying to run for office in New York City. And the Republican establishment is basically doing everything they can to stop her from running. And what they have going on is you have basically a stalking horse candidate from the Republicans to just make sure the Democrat gets in.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like actually wanting to win and run and trying to run a campaign. And the Republicans are basically trying to keep her off of the ballot and keep her from running. So she's actually suing the New York Republicans right now. But it's like this same story that you're getting into here. There's this – it's really like – it's not even infighting. It's like a sabotage. The Republican establishment chooses their candidates, and anybody else that tries to get into the race, they sabotage. So you're saying they're mining this data – from alternative options or anti-establishment Republican candidates, and they're mining this data, and then they're using it to kind of subvert any operations they might be doing by reaching out to their potential voter base and sabotaging them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I'm hoping, anyway, that this change now that we're seeing with Ronna McDaniel gone and seeing Michael Whatley now as chair of the RNC and then Laura Trump as co-chair, I'm hoping that that RNC of yesteryear is not going to return with them. I have high hopes for that. And so hopefully we won't even need to worry about that in the future. But at this point, it was almost like it felt like the Republican Party was just another arm of the Democrat Party back then. And we actually saw this recently with George Santos being booted out of office by, you know, Republicans in D.C. And the Republican Party, I'm not going to say exactly which one because I don't remember which one, in his district, decided that they were going to run somebody that was registered to vote as a Democrat to replace him in New York. I don't even remember her name. She's irrelevant now.
Yeah, so either way, you get a Democrat.
But either way, you get a Democrat. So, and the, you know, the fake Republican ended up losing. And so now there it is, you know, there's a Democrat in the seat. So and they do this to themselves, and that's the old guard. That's what we're trying to change here.
I've talked about this a lot, and I call it the new right. And there's different values and fundamentals that we're building that are kind of the cornerstones. And one of them is, for example, we don't knee to political correctness. We're not going to be bullied by political correctness. We're not just going to accept rhetoric. We want results. You know, that's another thing. We want candidates that are going to put America first in policy, and that's another big thing. So, you know, I look at all these things, but the Santos story is really an interesting one. And this is old guard Republican politics, where we think that somehow, if we just do the right thing, Santos might be corrupt or might have misused campaign funds. We've got to do the right thing, and we've got to vote him out. And if we hold that higher standard, and if we raise that bar, then the Democrats will come along with us. We're not that stupid. We know no matter how much we try to raise the bar or how much we try to stick to ethics, the Democrats will never come along with us. So why would we do that?
Right. And there's that question, and there's also the question of, okay, why Santos? You know D.C., and I'm sure you know it pretty well. I mean, even I haven't even spent a lot of time there, and I know plenty more about D.C. than, you know, I ever probably wanted to. But if they're going to hold Santos to some sort of standard, they'd have to get rid of half of Congress if they held everybody else to that same standard. It's crazy. It's lunacy. It's because Santos, in my opinion, decided that he was going to speak out and not be, he wasn't going to fall in line.
Yeah.
And they knew that he was vulnerable. They found some dirt on him, and they pressed it against him because they want people like him out of there, the people that don't fall in line. If you notice, the Democrats always seem to fall in line with each other.
Oh, yeah.
They don't, no matter what happens. You hear
they're
AOC
loyal.
AOC will throw a fit every once in a while, but at the end of the day, she still votes along with whatever the Democrats tell her to vote for.
And it was a strategic flaw in that Santos, what we needed is vote in the House, but it was also like, here's a guy that can bring in youth voters. And guys, I'm just curious, are we going to break here? Okay, sorry. Just wanted to make sure because our clocks, sometimes we have these clocks updated, sometimes no. It's also,
let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at a bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My whole timing is like a week, a month feels like a year. Well, I mean, that's to your point, though. To your point, though, she's done a lot. I think they announced it maybe two or three months ago, something along those lines. But she is, you know, she's meeting with one of the biggest things she's done so far. She's met with Scott Pressler. That's something that Ronna McDaniel wouldn't even respond to him on Twitter, let alone meet with Scott Pressler.
A total disrespect. And I think there's a multifaceted level of this where it shows that Laura Trump is actually tapped into the political capital that is the people. Mm-hmm. Like, Laura Trump is actually tapped into the political capital of the people, whereas Ronna McDaniel still would, you know, raise her eyebrows and snub her nose towards somebody like Scott Pressler. Scott Pressler has done more work to register voters than, you know, Ronna McDaniel wouldn't even fathom. And so it just shows to me that Laura Trump taps into the power of the people, and she doesn't have this disrespect of, oh, I don't even know who you are.
Right, right, absolutely. And, you know, Scott being, you know, he is like a grassroots leader. That's what he is. Scott is almost like a voice for voters that don't get their voice heard or never have by the RNC. And so that's why they wanted to push him out. That's why they wanted to bar him from having anything to do with the party. Now, Scott, I've worked with him in Kentucky. I've worked with him on at least, you know, East Palestine, Ohio. That's a place that I spent a lot of time. And a lot of people don't know, that's right on the border of Beaver County, Pennsylvania. And they got a lot of the, you know, that plume that went up in the air, all the vinyl chloride and the toxins. Went down the streams into Beaver County, Pennsylvania, and he went there and pretty much just flipped that county from blue to red at this point by registering those voters. They know that they've been left behind by the Biden administration, by their Democrat governor, and they're fed up with it. And he's basically spread that message all throughout the state of Pennsylvania at this point, where, you know, we see a really good chance of easily taking Pennsylvania in November for Trump if, you know, Scott keeps up that work and it successfully flips all these counties red.
Well, and the other thing it does is, in 2020, we saw the flagrant actions that happened at 3:30 in the morning in five swing states that gave Biden the victory. I mean, Trump up all day long, and then Biden gets 300,000 votes at the buzzer to win it. It's like in a basketball game, somebody shoots a 25-point jump shot to win the game. You say, wait, that's impossible. You can't shoot a 25-point jump shot. What do you mean? I just did. We won. Well, okay, so that resulted in maybe a million and a half Trump supporters in D.C. So many more people are politically informed now than they were then. So many more people specifically in support of Trump are kind of paying attention to this stuff. We go out and we watch Scott. He documents a lot of his stuff. He sits there with the people he just registered. He shows his numbers at the end of the day. And then we have these other stories from the Democrat side where they update their voter data, and it's just 250,000 people registered overnight in Texas.
Yeah.
It's like, where did that happen? What are these dead people, these cats, these dogs? Where are you registering these people? So now that people are politically activated and informed, if the Democrats or Biden beats Trump in an upcoming election and nobody believes it, there's going to be – it's not just going to be the Trump supporters from January 6th that witnessed things and didn't believe it. It's going to be just the average American that just has basic observational skills saying, wait a second, I've watched the Republicans register all these people. I know dozens of Trump supporters. I don't know a single Biden supporter. Trump gets 10,000 to rally. Biden can't even have a rally. Something ain't right here. I don't know how they avoid that from happening. Maybe they just dive into it and just say, we'll just deal with whatever happens.
Yeah, and it wouldn't put it past the Democratic Party to do exactly that. I mean, you look at all the stunts that they've been pulling, you know, ever since that, you know, he ever even entered the White House. I can't imagine there not being a ton of people even that are flipping, you know, that voted for Joe Biden that are like, okay, this was a really bad idea. I've met them personally, especially in places like East Palestine, Ohio, and Maui, that are saying the same thing. It's like, this is not the guy that I thought I was voting for. And they're flipping to the opposite side. They're not, I mean, they're the most transparent administration in history, right? But now, you know, the guy won't do any interviews that aren't pre-scripted, and, you know, he's not going to do anything like this. He's not going to talk to you or anybody else.
No, you see, he woke up from a nap late, and he had his CPAP marks on his face still.
Yeah. And I mean, it, half the stuff that he says is, you can't even understand it, and I know voters see it. Whether or not they want to admit it, they know it. They may not tell you, but they know it. I mean, you look at now, he has to, you know, it's even little things, like using the small stairs off of Air Force One. You don't ever see him using the big stairs anymore because he's going to fall. He has to have a secret agent or a Secret Service agent standing at the bottom, even of the small stairs, to catch him just in case he falls.
Yeah.
He's wearing cleats now everywhere.
Or, yeah, what is that? He's got, like, the support shoes.
They're called anchor shoes.
anchor. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's
Trump wears, like, these fine Italian leather things that, like, right, are probably extremely uncomfortable. I don't really like those shoes. Biden has to wear anchor support shoes.
Yes. Yeah, he cannot wear dress shoes anymore, or else it'll end up like, you know, he'll fall for the 15th time in the past month. You kind of imagine how many times he falls and that we don't see, like in the White House or in Air Force One. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. Or who knows what else. You know, falling might be the least of the concerns. There might be times where they just can't even get him up. I mean, literally, like, won't get out of bed. They got to clean his diaper. So there's stuff that goes on with Joe Biden that I don't even think we probably have a clue about. They do a good job covering it up. But so what else is on your radar? What is your next move? Are you going to go back and cover the wildfire aftermath, or where does Nick Sartor go next?
So definitely Maui is a really important story that I want to keep on top of, because of the fact that these people are, I've never seen anything like this, where the government is so, I mean, East Palestine is, you know, a big cover-up scenario, right? I mean, huge cover-up. There's a bunch of lies about it. But, you know, Maui is a totally different animal, too, where the government is almost flagrantly, trying to take these people's land away. And, you know, Hawaii is the most corrupt state in the union by far. It's not even close. And they've beaten these people into submission at this point, where they're literally leaving the island. There's a big sign on one of the beaches now that says, every day another local moves away, because they're out of money. They're out of, like, they're just deflated because they're not getting any support from the federal government. The state government is giving them the runaround constantly.
So no support. The $1.2 trillion with more money for Ukraine, nothing for Maui there?
Nothing for Maui. And I can't get Hawaii's representatives to even comment on that. Why aren't they? Well, and I'll tell you why. Because they don't want to step out of line. That's one reason. Second reason is maybe they're benefiting from this entire thing. Mazie Hirono, who is by far the stupidest senator that we have.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah, that's saying a lot. I mean, she's barely mentioned the wildfires even from day one. She's done. Nobody has seen her there. Nobody has seen Brian Schatz, who's the other Democrat senator out there.
Yeah, she's as dumb as the garnish she wears on her neck. But you know what's strange, too? It's like Maui, this should be a priority. It's like prized land of the United States. It's like maybe the most prized land.
But that's why. That's why they want the land, Owen, because it is prized land. I mean, it is some of the most beautiful property you have ever seen. They don't want these people there. These people have refused for decades to let the government take their land away. And now they introduce a plan, the governor did, that's going to give him ultimate eminent domain powers to take the land, pay what he thinks it's worth, and then give it to private individuals, such as big companies. So that's the plan that they're trying to push forth right now, and they're bribing community leaders at this point and making them support it. It's insane, and they're going to get away from it, or get away with it.
Well, you're going to be down there covering it. At Nick Sartor is where you can follow his reports, and so he'll be back down there soon covering it. We're going to be doing follow-up interviews with him as well. Nick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Appreciate it, Owen. Thank you for having me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And we're about to have a fun time here with Brian Krasenstein joining me now. AI and technology, political commentary on Twitter, where he has a very large following. And he joins me now. I want to get into a range of topics with him. Things he's covering on his Twitter account and doing his own commentary on. But Brian, I want to first bring this, in case you haven't seen this, I want to first bring this to your attention. This broke on Twitter late last night. Tara Reid, in 1993, Joe Biden, my former boss, sexually assaulted me at work. I lost everything for coming forward. No investigation to date. I want to testify remotely before Congress about the weaponized Biden DOJ FBI to silence me and other Americans. Brian, this must be it for Joe Biden, right? Because believe all women.
you know, like, I would welcome her to come back to the United States from Russia and testify under oath before Congress. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you can't ignore the fact that she has fled to Russia, claiming that the government is after her. It has to at least make you think twice about her honesty.
Why does that make you doubt her honesty? Do you doubt Edward Snowden's honesty?
No, but Edward Snowden doesn't deny what he did. He fled because of what he claims he did, right? So she's fleeing. She doesn't say if she did anything wrong. There's possibly an FBI investigation into her. She claims that Joe Biden did this stuff to her instead of staying in the United States and actually fighting and maybe appearing before Congress in person. She left the country. Like, do you honestly think that she's going to be killed by the U.S. government? Is that what she's trying to make it seem like it's going to happen? So she flees to a enemy of the United States?
Well, I don't know if she believes that. I think she would have good reason to believe that there might be some retribution from the Biden administration. I mean, certainly it's famous for that. Just looking at many January 6th defendants like myself, who we can perhaps get into that, too. You celebrated my incarceration. We don't have to make this interview about that. But I could see Tara Reid being afraid of political retribution or retribution from the DOJ. And maybe that's why she left the country. Same thing like Snowden.
Yeah, but you don't even have charges. Like, I mean, she's claiming this. She's claiming that she wants to talk to Congress, but she leaves the country. Like I said, I'm all for her talking. And Owen, I don't celebrate your incarceration.
No,
like,
you said I deserved it.
I celebrated it. And I'm glad you're
out. You pop champagne. You loved it.
I'm glad you have a voice, okay?
All right. Well, maybe we can get into that. I want to get into some other things you're covering. Like, for example, there's a lot of, well, there's so many judges handling these Trump cases now that we have to be specific about which ones. But I want to talk about Merchant real quick, because I want to see where you fall on this. The judge, it is undeniable, his daughter has worked with Democrats, the Biden campaign, the Harris campaign, has taken millions of dollars even from the Schiff campaign. This is undeniable. And now the judge is gagging Donald Trump from even posting media stories about that. Do you see a problem with any of that?
I don't see a problem in that the judge has family members who might like the other side, right? Like, I mean, if you start going back to every court
case, hold on, it's not likes. It's not likes. Is getting paid by?
Well, she's getting she has a company that has been paid by affiliates of politicians on the Democratic side. Yeah, her daughter does, but his daughter does, right? So I mean, you can say that yeah, that's a conflict of interest, but judges are put in place because of their unbiases. And if you start going back to every single court case in the past where a family member of a judge might be linked to getting payments from people in a party that's made up of 50% of the United States, I think that's ridiculous. And you can't just throw out every case based off of that. And yeah, of course, this is Donald Trump. He's the presidential candidate. But you can literally find conflicts with every judge if you're going to go down that path. You can say that a judge's uncle worked for this person who has connections to the Democratic Party. It's just a slippery slope, and there's no indication that has any bearing on what the judge is going to rule. Not to mention, there's going to be a jury in place that has to actually find him guilty unanimously.
Yeah, but okay, you're going to sit here and tell me with a straight face that a judge's daughter getting millions of dollars, her company getting millions of dollars from the Democrat Party, having a long history with the Democrat Party, you're going to sit here and say that that's not reason for recusal and that that's normal?
I don't think it's reason for accusal. I think that it's normal for family members of judges to have ties with people that indirectly have ties with other people that have ties.
I don't think it's that common. You've denied ever getting paid by the Democrat Party. I believe you. Do you know anybody that makes millions of dollars from any party? I don't.
I do. I know people that.
Oh, you do?
From political affiliation. Yeah.
Oh, you know people. Who's paying them millions of dollars? Is it the Democrats?
No, I mean, there's super PACs and PACs that pay out hundreds of thousands of dollars to people for all sorts of things. But going back to the actual case, there's no indication that this will have any impact on his decisions in this case.
Well, then why would the judge gag him from talking about it?
It's not to gag him from talking about the case. It's to gag him from talking about family members of the judge. Typically, you're not supposed to intimidate judges, witnesses, or jurors. And by posting personal information about the judge's daughter, I think that's considered intimidation.
But he's not lying, though. He's not making anything up. You're not denying the facts here, right?
No, I mean... I don't know what facts you're talking about, but...
The judge's daughter's company makes millions of dollars and has a long history with Democrats.
Yes, yes.
So you don't think that the jury would want to know that? You don't think that that's proper to bring up? You don't think that's relevant at all?
I don't. I don't think it is in this case, no.
Wow. Okay, so if you're in a courtroom, let's say I decide to sue you, and you find out that I'm dating the judge's daughter, you think that's cool?
That's a whole separate story.
How is that separate? That's me in bed with the Democrat's daughter.
That the person suing me is dating the daughter of the judge is different than the daughter of the judge having ties to a political party in which 50% of the country is involved in.
But you, as a defendant, would have a problem if I was the person suing you was directly involved with the judge.
Yes.
So does Donald Trump.
But they're not directly involved with the judge. Taking millions of dollars from people related to a political party, which makes up half of the country.
Which is the number one opposition to them is Donald Trump.
But it's half the country. So are you going to say that any Democrat that's related to the judge is a conflict of interest?
To sit here and act like every judge has a daughter or a son that's getting millions of dollars from the Democrat Party is just completely ludicrous, obviously. I'm trying to make the case here that I think you've basically just admitted that you would certainly see bias if the person that sued you was dating the judge's daughter. Certainly you would want to bring that up and say, I can't get a fair case here.
Yeah, but it's a totally separate issue. You're comparing a person suing me, somebody that's involved in the case, having a relationship with a family member of the judge, a close relationship.
So you, as a defendant, would have a problem if the judge's daughter had a close relationship with the people suing you.
But I'm sorry, what was that?
So you would have a problem if the judge in your case had, if the judge's daughter in your case had a close relationship with the people you were in court with?
Yes.
Just like Donald Trump does.
Donald Trump doesn't have a close relationship with...
No, the judge's daughter has a close relationship to the Democrats. That's what I'm saying. They're the ones that are suing him.
Half of the country, though, instead of one person. You know what I'm saying? Like you're comparing one single person.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
That laptop, as well as from a iCloud account, were taken, placed onto a laptop, and then dropped off at the repair shop. That's his theory, at least.
Okay. I could be open-minded to that theory. Let's say all of that is true, though. Then at some point we're admitting that the contents are real.
Yeah, at least partially, right? Like, if I hacked your iCloud and then I had documents from a real laptop, and I combined them with fake documents. I mean, that's possible too.
Sure, and that's happened before with like the Sony hack and some of these celebrities and getting their nudes and videos leaked.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Well, I was just going to say that has happened before. The famous case being like the Sony hack or these celebrities getting nudes and videos leaked, and that was a big story some years ago.
Yeah. I mean, many of the documents are legit because you can tell that they're verified with other documents and their actual emails. But it's also possible that whoever dropped that laptop off, if it wasn't Hunter Biden, that they could have easily have put other documents onto it to make it look like, oh, he has these pictures of nude women or whatever. You know, like, there's different possibilities.
Well, I mean, I think you and I would probably have a good time together, and maybe Hunter Biden would with us, too. But does this concern you at all?
I think Hunter Biden obviously had issues, right? He has problems. He was irresponsible. I think that taking some of the jobs he did was a bad look for sure.
Jobs?
Burisma as advisors for various companies. I think those.
How
did
you call that a job? He was just collecting cash.
I mean, he was on the board, right? He was on the board,
okay.
And what he did on the board, I don't know. Is it a bad look?
I don't think he knows either.
Absolutely a bad look. I'd be pissed off if I was Joe Biden.
Ah, so you're going to go with Joe Biden didn't know.
Well, yeah, I think he absolutely knew he was on the board of Burisma, but I don't think that Joe Biden made any policies based off of Hunter being on the board of Burisma. At least there's no hard evidence of that. And if there was, I think that it should be dealt with. But until I see something that actually shows that Biden profited off of his son's job with Burisma, or he made policies under the Obama administration, I don't think there's anything to start calling for him to be indicted for.
Well, I would retort. I would say there is evidence. One, Biden, in front of the Council on Foreign Relations, bragged about getting the prosecutor fired that was investigating Burisma, where Hunter ended up on the board. I mean, it's certainly you're not denying that. But two, did you not see the hearing with Bob Alinsky when they brought up the receipts and the money trails and the wire transfers and the cash and the checks that were going into Biden's account?
So first, the statement that he made in the public, the world agreed to that. Obama was president. Obama made the final decision on that. And like I said, like the entire Monetary Fund of Europe all said the same thing, including most Republicans in Congress who voted for it and spoke out in support of getting rid of Shokin.
But you're deflecting. You're deflecting. That doesn't change the circumstance. There was a policy decision made.
There was, but the policy was made by Obama, supported by most Republicans in Congress and the rest of the world. He was corrupt. Shokin was corrupt. He was trying to get rid of corruption.
But no one else is corrupt. It was only him. The Republicans, the Democrats, the World Monetary Fund, they're not corrupt. It was just Shokin.
Well, I mean, Shokin was corrupt.
I know you don't actually believe that. But what about the money? What about the wire transfers?
There's what, like, specifically which wire transfers are you?
Well, did you watch the hearing with Bob Alinsky where Hunter Biden didn't show up? He should be held in contempt of Congress and go to jail like Navarro. Did you watch that?
Yes, I watched some of it.
So you saw Byron Donalds and others show the GOP has released an entire flow chart of the money. There's like 1,000 pages of it.
There's wire transfers, and then Hunter Biden got wire transfers. Are you talking about transfers to Joe Biden or Hunter Biden?
Hunter, James, Joe, and still six other family members that haven't been revealed yet.
Well, so I mean, you'd have to specifically say which ones you're talking about. There are wire transfers.
I just did Hunter and James.
Joe Biden.
And
Joe Biden gave loans to Joe Biden.
Loans? I'm sorry. Duh. He was just giving loans. I'm sorry, Brian.
Well, I mean, the evidence points to that. The evidence doesn't point to anything else. If there is evidence of that, show it, you know?
They did show it, and you're saying it's just a loan.
The check literally said loan on it, and it was the same amount of money.
Oh, yeah. Do you think money launderers and rat holes are going to be honest about, oh, yeah, here's your pay for play, Joe?
So I send you $10,000, and then with a written loan on it, and then 2 weeks later, you send me $10,000 back. Is that a loan, or is that some nefarious payment being made?
Well, I don't know. Now you're doing what you accused me of doing earlier about the judge. Where was the loan made? There was no proof of any loan. They just said, "Oh, it was a loan."
No, there was. There was evidence that the same amount of money was sent in the other direction.
Who's presented that evidence?
It's in the public realm. Google it when the show's over. But I'll send you a link.
All right. Well, we can Google it now, and they can try to find that. But let me get this. We got 4 minutes left here. Where do you stand as far as 2024? I guess Biden is going to be the nomination at this point. Are you happy? Is it a vote you feel confident with?
So I would have rather had a younger candidate. I think both parties should be nominating younger candidates. Will I absolutely vote for Biden over Trump? Yes. Is he my first choice? No. I think he's obviously up there in age, but so is the other guy. And he has far less baggage than Trump does. I support his policies over Trump for the most part. There's some things that Trump has stood for that I agree with. But overall, I'm much more happier with Biden than I am with Trump. But I'm not. He's not my first choice.
Why? What is it about Biden? What policy has been successful under Joe Biden?
Well, I mean, he pulled us out of COVID. The economy is doing pretty darn well.
Well, we should have never been in COVID, so I discount that immediately.
Well, there's people dying. Americans dying from COVID has
Americans
dropped.
Are dying from illegal immigration. They're dying from fentanyl. So, again, this holds no water here.
Americans are dying for a lot of things, but nowhere at the same level as with COVID. The economy, I mean, we're at record low unemployment. We have recovered from the inflation that we saw in the beginning of his term. Wages are up significantly, especially this last jobs report. I think they're up like 5.1% over last year.
Inflation is up over 9 or 10, though, so that doesn't really...
Inflation over the last year is only up 3.2%, and wages are up 5.1%. So wages are outpacing inflation.
Okay, so you're going to say that the Biden economy is successful. That's what you're arguing here.
Yes, I would say that if you compare the American economy to basically every other major economy on the planet, it's like night and day. We are doing significantly better than any other major economy in the world right now.
Interesting, because everything I see in here tells me the exact opposite, I guess, unless you're believing the mainstream media or the Democrat Party, which I guess you're saying here.
I mean, which other economy is doing as well as the United States?
I asked about the American economy.
But I'm saying, like coming out of COVID and the lockdowns and all that, I think that America is doing much better than the rest of the world. And I think you have to use that in comparison because of what happened.
I don't have to use that at all. What about the cost of living that's gone up? Gas prices, energy prices, grocery prices.
It's bad, but it's because of inflation, which stems back from both the start of Biden's administration as well as the end of Trump's administration. Trump spent more money than Biden has. Should Biden have done the first stimulus when he came in office? Probably not. But should Trump have done the multiple stimuluses? He did. So I mean, inflation is a lagging indicator. So what causes inflation happens months or even up to a year or two before it actually hits.
All right, let's try to find something we agree on. I hope we agree on this. If we don't, I may just have to give up. Quote from Ron Paul, when I say cut taxes, I don't mean fiddle with the code. I mean abolish the income tax and the IRS and replace them with nothing. Do you agree or disagree?
That's basically calling for the end of government as we know it, right?
Do you agree? Let's pose it like that. No, I like that. Let's put it like that. Do you call for the end of government, Brian Krasinski?
I'm not calling for that.
Oh, you break my heart, Fredo!
Yeah.
You break my heart, Fredo! You love the government! All right, this was fun. I hope we do it again. Brian Krasinski.
I appreciate it.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.